Over the next little bit of time together, we're going to experience a spiritual practice called Lectio Divina, and we'll be doing this in community. So those of you who are familiar with it, you know this is a way of engaging with the scripture that is a unique one and comes to us through the history of the church. Many different traditions have seen the value of a more contemplative way of engaging with the scripture, and so we're going to do this together. And kind of how this works and why it's important, I'll explain briefly. How it works is I'll be reading through this passage that you have written in your notes, but this isn't necessarily going to be a time for you to be reading along with me visually, but rather to hopefully close your eyes, let these words wash over you, and enter into hearing prayerfully, is there something that God has to speak to you? Because this is such an encounter with asking God to speak to us, this practice is really thought of as a mode of prayer, a way of prayer, even though it very much involves the Bible. And that leads us to kind of why this is important. So often, when we engage in scripture, and rightfully so, we're harnessing our intellect. We're analyzing, understanding, looking for context, looking for meaning. And all those things are vitally important for us to be good stewards, students of God's word. But it's also important for us to let these sacred words, inspired by the Spirit, become a context in which we open ourselves to hearing directly from God. What might God have to say to us personally? So what we're going to do, I'll read through this, and then each time I'll leave some time for silence. And so for the first reading, I'll leave about a minute for silence. And what I'd really love for you to do is just kind of pay attention. Is there a word or phrase that particularly seems to stand out? You may sense something, you may not, that's fine. But just pay attention. Is there something that seems significant today? And so I would urge you, if you want, close your eyes, maybe set down whatever you're holding on to. Get into whatever posture feels most open. Reading from Matthew 11, Jesus' words to those who would listen. Are you tired, worn out, burned out on religion? Come to me, get away with me, and you'll recover your life. I'll show you how to take a real rest. Walk with me, and work with me. Watch how I do it. Learn the unforced rhythms of grace. I won't lay anything heavy or ill-fitting on you. Keep company with me, and you'll learn to live freely and lightly.